You're listening to the WGXC News Update. I'm Alana Medlock. Peter Aaron reports in Chronogram that Rich Connedy, a Hudson resident and for 45 years the host of a New York area radio program, The Big Broadcast, died at 63, a victim of cancer. Connedy played jazz and pop music of the 1920s and 1930s on the WFUV show for nearly half a century. Read the full story in Chronogram. Rick Carlin reports in Capital Confidential that the 27th People's State of the State speech went on as usual January 3rd in Albany, with several dozen anti-poverty, social, and labor activists gathered in front of the state capitol. The GOP Congress wants to do away with Obamacare, which activists say could put a huge financial dent into New York's Medicaid program. Other concerns centered on Trump's choice of a climate change skeptic to head the EPA and a businessman who is opposed to minimum wage increases as labor secretary. Quote, New York has the opportunity to serve as a beacon and a sanctuary for the people of the nation facing troubling times, end quote, said Sarah Nicoli, executive director of the Labor Religion Coalition of New York State. Quote, the poor are the ones most harmed by climate change, said Mark Dunley of the Green Education and Legal Fund. One of the main in-state battles that advocates may face this year centers on whether the millionaire's tax will expire at the end of the year or be extended, said Ron Deutsch, executive director of the labor-backed Fiscal Policy Institute. The tax, which applies to families with incomes above $2 million, is set to drop from 8.82% to the regular top state rate of 6.85%. But many advocates, as well as Assembly Democrats, want to keep in place rather than forego what they say would be a $3.7 billion revenue loss to the state. There were several allusions to the current state of affairs during the approximately 45-minute gathering, including a closing prayer by Peter Cook, executive director at the State Council of Churches. He urged participants not to get distracted by tweets or, quote, fake news, both of which loomed large in the most recent elections. Mark Emanation of the Capital District Area Labor Federation spoke of striking and locked out union workers at two area factories, Momentive in Waterford and Honeywell in Green Island, where disputes over issues such as health care coverage and pensions have dragged on for months. Quote, this is going to be a hell of a year, he added. Participants included the Hunger Action Network, Focus Churches, Reform Jewish Voice of New York State, Campaign for New York Health, Alliance for Quality Education, Strong Economy for All, Sisters of St. Joseph, St. Vincent de Paul, as well as the Faith and Hunger Network, and Episcopal Public Policy Network. Read the full story in Capital Confidential. David Giambuso reports in Politico New York that Con Edison is getting criticism over a proposal to make more solar power available for low-income customers. The state's private generators, represented by the trade group Independent Power Producers of New York, argue Con Ed's plan would curb free market solar generation. Quote, energy services should be provided cost-effectively by private developers on a competitive basis rather than by transmission and distribution utilities through rate of return regulation, end quote, IPPNY President Gavin Donahue wrote in comments submitted to the state on January 3rd. Independent contractors chosen by the utility would create 3 megawatts of solar on Con Edison property, eventually transferring ownership of the solar assets to Con Ed. The power company thinks the program is benign. Quote, we designed our program to ensure that no customer will pay more for participating. If power prices decrease, customers will benefit from that drop, end quote, said spokesman Alan Drury. Read the full story in Politico New York. Jimmy Vielkind reports in Politico New York that as the legislature returns for a new session in Albany January 4th, this year Republicans have more women in the state Senate than Democrats. While the Democrats formed the Women's Equality Party, Republicans elected Elaine Phillips and Pam Helming. Democrats also faced the retirement of Democratic Senator Ruth Hassel Thompson and the decision of Senator Marisol Alcantara to caucus with the chamber's independent Democratic Conference and the Republicans. Quote, the war on women is a bogus, contrived, and ridiculous political stunt, end quote, Senator Kathy Young, an Olean Republican, said. Quote, our conference has led the way on so many women's issues that positively affect the lives of women and those that we love, end quote. Read the full story in Politico New York. I'm Alana Medlock, and this has been the WGXC News Update.